Hey, everybody. Maybe. Welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. You know you guys are going to get it when you get us to 50 reviews on iTunes. So thank you so much for leaving those. Thank you so much for joining us. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Did Santa come last night? Well, if he did, he dropped the Paid Search Podcast down the chimney under the tree, and he had a few cookies and some milk because we are here on Christmas. As we record this, we are in the Christmas spirit. Chris is dressed like an elf.
Thank you.
And we are ready to go. Chris, I know you were going on a date last night. I've got so many questions. How did the date go? And are you in the Christmas spirit for this 85th episode?
85th, yeah. I am in the spirit. Things are slowing down. This is a slow time of month for me. It's wonderful. And the date with my wife went well. But you call it a date. Anyone who's been married, you know, has some kids, would know that it's called a date, but in reality, it's just getting away from the responsibility and the grind of, you know, dealing with kids and the normal nighttime activities. So
it was a day date.
Yeah, just had some tacos, some drinks, and just enjoyed being able to actually have a full conversation without being interrupted.
Did I come up once at all?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
I think I mentioned you once something to the effect of Jason's got another brilliant idea or something like that.
So, oh, wow. Hey, yeah. Well, that sounds about right.
Absolutely.
I told my woman about your little non-date date. I was like, hey, they went on this date. He was like, we just had to get away for a while. It's not a big deal, but it was really enjoyable. We just went and got some tacos. That's where we're going. And so I told her you had said that, lit up like a Christmas tree. She was like, oh my gosh, I would love that. So I guess I got to pick up my boyfriend game because she lit up like a prisoner of war, Chris. Like, she was like, really? We could get tacos? So
wow.
Now, part of it's her fault. You know, 50-50 equal. You want the equality, you got to get half the blame. Well, she's on a new job. Like, she just had a new job.
Yeah.
Been very busy for a couple weeks, so it's not all me. A little bit of her, but as the older, experienced guy, you're looking at me like, just take the initiative, bro. Just set up that date, right?
You don't know what you're in for. It's a lifetime job, a lifetime
now,
commitment.
Now, Chris, you offer coaching at a certain hourly rate. But
not marriage.
I get a lot of free dating advice from you relationship advice. If someone was to just go to your website and fill out the lead form and said they want dating advice, are you open to offering that?
No, because I have no qualifications for that. And my wife would be the only one that'd be able to say, yeah, he's qualified to give that information. She would never pass me. I don't think I would be certified to give it. So, yeah, that's a
no. You say that, but man, you bring the great advice sometimes. So in that relationship department. So Chris, oh my gosh, do we have a Christmas nugget today?
Yeah. I've got something to share first, though, before we get
into
that.
Before we have that, we have the iTunes review. The only reason we're here is because the show has taken off. It's because of the iTunes review.
Yeah. Thanks, Nicole from Minnesota, for sending out this review to us on iTunes. She says, excellent podcast. Literally taught me everything I know about AdWords, right? And she goes on to say,
wow,
I started using AdWords and then realized I was way in over my head and needed some help. Found this podcast after listening to a couple others. We weren't necessarily her only choice, but listen to this. This one was way more inclusive. I even had a question about where Formula was at, and they emailed a response the same day. Thanks, guys, and keep up the great work. So,
Chris, I remember that email.
Yeah.
Man, I jumped on that thing like I was getting paid money or something. Like, I sent her like the exact timestamp of two different episodes where we talked about lifetime value.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
Yeah, appreciate that. Always helps. And the reason, just to be fully transparent, the reason we ask for these is not because, you know, we somehow get some hidden benefit for reviews. The fact is, this is how other people know that this is a good podcast. So that's what we ask for the reviews. So we appreciate that.
Definitely. Now, this is Christmas Day. We figured our truest, hardest core fans would listen. We had been throwing out there that we might be talking about freelancing advice, how to do AdWords management for a living. And we got really good feedback from you guys. People are hungry for that information. We're willing to share it, but we just didn't know when the right time to drop it was. And we figured now would be a good time because it's a little bonus episode in a way. It's Christmas. We're putting a good episode out for you guys, and we hope this is a good episode for you guys. And if you're not into the freelancing stuff, that's okay. Won't be the episode for you. However, you might hire a freelancer one day, and you could see things from their perspective, which would help you. But if you want to do this for a job, if you are doing this for a job, this is the episode for you. Now, Chris, we didn't really know what exactly they wanted to know because there's so many things to ask about. So we figured we would just go through kind of our stories on how we got here. And through that conversation, some tips and advice and some useful information for people would come up. So with that said, start us off here. What hospital were you born at?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Way back in 1980. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, 1980s. You know how weird it is to hear people say I was born in 1995 or something like that? I mean, that's just crazy to me. But anyway, let's skip a bit.
Skip a bit.
And let's jump up to Chris around 2000s, something like that, 2003, 2005.
Going out on boy band auditions. What's going on?
Yeah. So basically, you know, I get
JC Chazé.
I get introduced to AdWords in 2003, helping my dad. He has a business. And I set him up on AdWords and kind of, you know, didn't really understand what it was all about, but just kind of tinkered with it. That ended up leading me to getting full-time work at a corporation, a company, a large company with a couple hundred employees. Did AdWords along with some other like website marketing stuff on the side as well.
What's your college degree in?
Biology.
Okay.
Graduated from Baylor, the degree in biology. So got a little inside view into managing AdWords internally for a company. And then I liked AdWords so much and was doing so much of it, I wanted to really devote more time and ended up getting a job with an agency where I did, you know, managed a whole bunch of accounts internally for an agency.
Wow.
And then after only like, you know, 6 or 9 months or so, I actually got fired. And it's a long story, totally not worth telling because it's not that interesting. But basically, just not a good boss, not a good situation. The guy was basically cranking through employees every 6 to 9 months, you know, because wow. it was just a bad situation. He wasn't a good guy to work for. But that gave me the guts to start my own company. And I'm going to try and put a bow on each one of these segments we go through. And the bow for this part one is basically, you know, if people are thinking, you know, do I have enough experience to do this on my own? The answer is, it's probably best if you are able to do internal corporate management and do an agency stuff. You know, do both of those before you go out on freelance because you can have such a variety. But if I had to pick one, I would say agency would probably be best to start off with because you're going to get thrown so many things. So if you have agency experience and you've been there, I was only there for like 6 months before I started out on my own. Now, I've been doing AdWords for a while, but the experience for me, I would say, is starting out with agency is really probably one of the best places to start because you get so much variety. And that's where I started in 2003, my freelancing business. And Jason, I know you have a little bit different story how you got started. Oh, I'm sorry. I said 2003. It's totally wrong. 2008 is when I started with my freelancing. Oh, okay. 2003 is when I started AdWords. 2009 is when I started my business, my freelancing business.
A good 5 years going into AdWords every day in different capacities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's something to know. That catches my eye.
Yeah.
Off the bat. Well, the year was 1988.
Born.
Yeah, born. Mm-hmm. Okay. Came out around 5 p.m.
Okay, skip a bit.
Okay, I'll skip a bit. So how much should I skip to? So, yeah, went to college, got an accounting degree, language of business, debits and credits. Talk dirty to me, Chris.
Wow, I don't even.
Now, do you accumulate your depreciation or do you expense it?
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I got an accounting degree, and then in Oklahoma, we have this nice product. Don't drink it, but it comes out of the ground. It's called oil.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of jobs here, Chris. I'm telling you what, if you have an accounting degree and you want to work in an oil and gas company, you'll never not have a job here in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Maybe during the downturns, that's a different story. But when I got out, it was very easy to get a job. Got a job. Didn't like it very much. I got another few accounting oil and gas jobs. Didn't like them very much. But while I was at one of the jobs I had, their website designer, I saw at the bottom of their page, you know, like designed by so-and-so. And so I go over to their website and it turns out this web design agency needed an SEO person. And just on my own, I was building little SEO microsites, learning about digital marketing and all that stuff. And I went to that agency and I was like, look, I saw you're hiring for this. I don't have like a degree in SEO. No one does. But I have some experience. I've been learning a lot and I'd love an opportunity to learn some more and do a great job for you. They hired me, was doing SEO for clients. Then they brought on a handful of AdWords clients, like a very small amount. But one of them was spending like $30,000 a month, Chris. And I got a lot of experience with it, and I started putting two and two together what my boss was making on that account. And I was like, wow, this is such a better business, at least in my opinion, than SEO. Because SEO, you're fighting an uphill battle. Google's always trying to make it so you don't need like that kind of position or some other things. But I was just, I like AdWords better because it's a lot more, things are in your control. It's a lot more long term, it seemed like. And I just was like, hey, boss, let's do some more of this AdWords stuff and less SEO. And he was like, no, I want to do SEO. So that was not good. And then just overall, like you're saying, Chris, it was a bad situation, a bad boss, not a bad guy, but in my opinion, a bad boss. And I didn't want to be there anymore. So I started trying to get my own clients. And I guess we can bridge now, Chris, to how you actually get started getting your own clients. But what I did was I did a couple different things. One is I found Elance at the time, was called Elance. Now it's part of Upwork. And you can get freelancing gigs on there. Started getting clients that way. And then, Chris, in Oklahoma City, I did searches for different industries, including movers. People I knew would be on AdWords. I looked for people's ads that did not seem to be done that well or were showing up on bad search terms. I did not click on their ads and waste their money because that's just bad karma. I right-clicked on their headline, copied the link, went to the website, or just went to the website from reading the ad, you know. I did not click on their ads, but I did end up on their websites, and I cold emailed.
Wow.
Hundreds of people.
Wow. Okay.
And one of them came through and was my first like major client. I was doing a lot of work for them, AdWords and some other stuff, in the morning and at night while I was at this other job, like literally standing in the hallway going after my lunch hour, talking to their web designer person, just like way longer than I should have been, stuff like that. Driving up there 40 minutes away from work, after work and before work, and just, I thought I had hit the lottery. I was like, this is amazing. Like, I'm finally making money on my own. That was my first client. Then I started combining that with Elance, and then it just put up a website, got some word of mouth, and within 6 months, I was ready to quit that job. Awesome. And I quit.
So you were employed and going with your business at the same time.
At the same time, wow. I was a wild, wild man, Chris. Yeah. I did not live with my girlfriend at the time, was still living on my own, but we were in a good place, just so no one questions that. But I was just all work all the time, dude, like all the time. Mm. But those cold emails, and honestly, for anyone starting out, emailing is like, just thinking so many curse words, and I can't think of a good word to say here, but it is a coward's way out, Chris. Like, looking back, that was a coward move.
Oh,
like,
emailing to be cold fired? Calling.
No, emailing people in town who were running AdWords that I thought I could help them,
I see.
Trying to get clients that way. It worked, but it would have been much more effective to get on that phone, learn how to do cold call sales, and it would have ramped up the process. So cold calling is a skill set that it's just like, if you can do that, you can pretty much do anything, in my opinion. Wow. And I should have made those phone calls. So if you're starting out, I would learn how to do that and then do the same process. See who's advertising in your city. Call them. Be like, hey, I saw you're doing this. I know what I'm doing with AdWords. I'll help you out for like either no money or very little money.
Yeah.
Because I need my first client. And you'll get great AdWords performance. So that's how I got started. And then the Elance. One client at a time, and then I threw up a website, got a little bit of word of mouth, and it just took off. But that's how I started.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you're at the agency. You don't like your boss. He probably doesn't like you.
I get fired. Yeah.
You get fired. Did you have any clients at the time? If not, did you have any money in the bank? What happened when you got fired? What was the situation?
So basically, I was fired. I say fired. I was fired. I wasn't let go or whatever. I mean, they said that I did something wrong. I messed some client account up, and so he fired me. And I literally like got home early, and my wife was there, and she was like, "Hey," I was like, "Yeah." I mean, I'd never been fired before, so I wasn't home early because they let me off. It was, I got fired.
Oh, you literally like a movie went home early.
Went home early. She was there, and I'm like, I just got fired from my job. So that was a horrible day. I was terrified.
No 2 weeks notice. Straight up fired. Straight up security. Get this man off the property. This man does CrossFit. We need security. Get him off the property.
They locked me out of my computer, out of all of my accounts when I got back from lunch. And I tried to log in. I'm like, what's the deal? Everyone in there knew except for me.
Oh my gosh.
And then like somebody taps me on the shoulder. You need to go see so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I walk in there and, you know, they give me like a severance pay or whatever, but they want me out that day. So it was awful. Wouldn't wish it on anybody, but it is, you know, very embarrassing to tell thousands of people right now. That's great.
All right. So you get home. There's no UPS guy, pool guy. We avoided that situation. Thank God.
I don't know what that means, but
in a movie, Chris, you don't show up early.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I got you.
I mean, like, I got you. You want to have a double whammy on a day.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Chris Schaefer might not be sitting here today.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, you get home, your wife's baking cookies.
Right.
Whatever. She's like, why are you home at noon?
For the next 3 months, I scrambled to find a job at a new agency. My first thought was not to go freelance. And I couldn't really find a job. Keep in mind, I said I started my company in 2009. Jason, this is the end of 2008 when this happened. Do you know what happened in 2008?
The recession.
The Great Recession, right.
Yeah, the Great Recession.
We're talking nobody could get jobs. I mean, it was awful. And I lost my job.
Well, I was at school at the time, and it didn't feel that much pressure. You know, like, we still showed up for classes, but
real world, I had good timing. I was trying to get a job at that time, and it was, I just couldn't get it for 3 months. And then finally, amazing thing happened. I got a call from the partner with the company that I got fired from, right?
Okay.
So I got fired from partner A. Partner B loved me, and he thought I did great work and didn't want to see me go, but he had no control over it because partner A wanted a new guy. So partner B called me and said, hey, I have this special project going. Can you do social media? Can you do blogging for this one agency? And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. I know all about blogs. I did.
Let me check my schedule.
Yeah. So my first job was an agency doing social media blog writing stuff. So I started selling packages on social media to agencies and started also trying to get in as well doing PPC stuff. So my business started, you know, I started my LLC in 2009 and, you know, went official there January 2009. And my first business was agencies. And this was a revolution to me. I'd never thought of it. And guys, some of you listening that may be freelancers, this may not even occur to you, but there are packages that you can sell to agencies that are designed for agencies, like social media packages, you know, stuff that they don't do that they would love to upsell their clients on, but it's not worth hiring somebody full time for. And this is where I started my niche. And I do a lot of that still today. I work with a lot of agencies around the US. And
now, how did you go from those packages, blog content, and all that to AdWords?
Well, I was doing AdWords on the side, some smaller accounts that I had kind of did some stuff, you know, with people that hired me individually to do it. And eventually I replaced all my social media stuff, which I did not like doing, with AdWords stuff. And I found that just quick insight. When it comes to selling a product, it's a lot easier to sell something that you have numbers on a page to show leads and clicks received versus words on a website that say, I wrote you a blog and I got you 400 followers. You know, that's a hard sell to make, to try and sell that with some type of, you know, authority showing value for something like that versus like, I built you an AdWords campaign that generates sales and keeps your business floating versus I wrote this great blog about your new sunglasses. You know,
that's what Jacob from Disruptive said when he was first starting an agency, his own business. He had noticed when he was providing AdWords for clients, he said that something clicked for him like, wow, when you do this service, they really like it because it's actually something tangible. You're getting them leads, new business. So whatever the freelancing service is, the more concrete the result is, the easier it's going to be to get and keep clients.
Absolutely. That's where I got my start. That's what started me out. And I just went from there.
So one of your former bosses calls you. You have your first client, this agency client, doing all sorts of stuff for them. How long did it take to go from that moment to like 5 solid AdWords clients?
About 1 month.
1 month. You must have met a man on fire.
Oh, AdWords clients, solid AdWords clients.
Like when did actually ChrisSchaefer.com, when did Jason, what I see now kind of?
I don't know. That was a long time ago. Yeah, I mean, that was 2009. Long we're coming up on, you know, 9 years now. So
you just got your hooks in something.
Yeah.
And you were just off to the races.
It took me, I'll tell you, what you see today, the guy that has rules and a business plan and, you know, established yes and no answers to things, that it was such a blur and a confusion when I started that what I am today resembled nothing with what I did in 2009, 2010, 2011. You know, maybe around 2013, 14, I started realizing how to change things, how to make, you know, how to build a service and a company around just me.
Right.
As a consultant, as a service, as a source of knowledge and, you know, an expert in something. versus where I started before. I was just scrambling to try and get as many leads as I could and try and, you know, get my hands as in many agencies and accounts and, you know, that I could to try and make money.
Well, if you're listening out there, I think a couple pieces of advice for like the people in that phase, Chris, just barely starting out or haven't even started out yet. A couple things come to mind, Chris. One is college. When I look back, man, what a wasted opportunity with some of that free time.
Yeah.
You don't have to run a full-fledged business from your college house or dorm or whatever, but why not have your foot in the door and have 3 to 10 clients that you do on the side so you can build up a website, build up a reputation? And then if you want to pursue this when you're done with college, you have somewhere to step into.
Well, I mean, we'd have to have a whole nother discussion about whether you should even be going to college. I don't know how I feel about
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's a whole nother discussion. I'm just saying if someone is there.
There's very little other than just life skills, which I could have learned through just experience in being in the real world, you know.
CrossFit.
Yeah. Gosh. Well, but college did provide something, but, you know, they don't teach you AdWords in college, but they do teach you business practices, but that's a whole other conversation.
That's a, yeah, I'm going down the same road with you there. That is a whole other conversation.
You'll never get, you know, this kind of conversation in college classrooms. So.
Or experience dealing with clients and all that kind
practical
of stuff.
Practical type of stuff, yeah.
But Chris, if you're at an agency or you're doing AdWords for one business, why not throw up a small website? Why not get on LinkedIn? Why not get on Upwork and get a roster of 3 to 5 clients? Work for an extra 1 hour a day when you get home, just so you're not in that position where you're fired and desperate and don't have any options.
Yeah.
I just think this business model, it's so flexible. You can have 100 clients, you can have one, but get your foot in the door, even if you're working somewhere else. And then when you, if you do need to pursue it and you want to, you have a good head start. Final thing, Chris, I would say about this period is don't be stupid about quitting your job. Look at your boss. This is how I looked at my bosses, Chris, back in the day. I looked at them as startup investors in my business. The paycheck they were giving me and the money I was saving beyond living like a bachelor, you know, just pocketing some money every month, putting it in the bank for a rainy day, they were like my startup investors. I could save money. And then when it was time to make the jump to full-time freelancer, I had money saved because they had paid me for years.
Yeah.
So many people are so eager to just quit, but it's scary out there, man.
Yeah.
I still get scared.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm not working, just driving around, I'm like, man, people don't know me. If I lost my clients, I'd be just another guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be put on a, we were just talking about this before we started the podcast. It's easy to be put on a pedestal and think, you know, these guys have it all figured out, but in reality, you know, it can all absolutely crumble very quickly. I mean, all it would take is just a shift in the market, you know, a shift here and there, a few things, and both of us could be in a much different situation. So it's serious, and I agree. I think, you know, for those that are would like to get started and try and move in a direction like this, I would say the first thing that you have to approach is, you know, the amount of money that you're spending and how much you need to save to make sure that you have money for a rainy day, because you are moving outside of someone providing a job for you. You are now providing a job and money and stability for yourself. So with that, you don't get insurance anymore. You don't get 401ks. You have to change your state of mind that you're in, because now you are your own boss and you can't just fly by the seat of your pants anymore, because those five clients can come and go. And now you have no savings. You just bought that nice car and you have payments on it and you're in a lot of trouble.
You have no cheerleaders. You have no support. Like, you go into the office, everybody's, you know, supporting each other. You can tell your little struggles to people at the office. And but when you're on your own, you're on your own. And like, it just all depends on you. So there's nothing wrong with working for someone and getting a ton of experience. And if you do a good job in an agency, a good boss would try to continue to promote you and use you more and more. So,
yeah, well,
it's not the only option.
That's coming from a guy that actually decided to quit his job. From the guy who was fired, I'd put even less faith in that. You're
right. I'm saying a good boss.
Yeah, a good boss.
I hadn't run into him until I looked in the mirror.
Yeah, right.
Now, Chris, we talked about getting started. We talked about clawing your way to that first client and set up a website, get on Upwork, cold call people in your city, offer to work for free, call agencies in your city, and just get your first client. And that's pretty much what you do from clients 1 to 5. But what about this middle ground, Chris, of going from 5 clients to 20 clients, having standards in your work week, figuring out how to actually manage those accounts, how to report them, how to charge, how to invoice? What are we talking about here, Chris? What does the jump from 5 to 20 look like? And take us back to that time in your business.
Now, I'm gonna give a visual image here, but if you ever watched The Founder, Jason, you and I, you know, we talked about The Founder.
Good movie.
Walt
had
brought it up before in a conversation we were all having. Walt is another PPC manager friend of ours that we talk to all the time about business stuff. But the imagery in The Founder is that it doesn't really explode until you work out that process, you know,
the system.
And for me, Beautiful. It was absolutely about the system and working out who it is exactly that I'm selling, what it is that I'm selling, and what I'm not doing, what I'm not interested in. And you define that. And I didn't start doing Elance and Odesk were the two. I didn't start doing them until quite a few years later. I think they were around when I first started in 2009. In fact, I'm certain they were. But I didn't really jump on them because I didn't really think that they'd be for me. But once I started establishing exactly what it is I was selling and I had a template on, you know, what I'm going to sell and what my standards are, it really started clicking in Upwork because I knew exactly what I was looking for. When I saw the right kind of client in Upwork, the Elance and Odesk back in the old days, I went after them. And I wrote the very detailed introduction. Now, I laid out everything I could for them because I knew they were my perfect client. I was very interested in that person. And the people that did not match what worked for me, I didn't go after. I ignored a lot of jobs because there's a ton out there. There's a bunch of people that will waste your time. But until you have that system worked out, you know what works for you, you're able to get up and provide service and it's a systematic approach and you know that you can do a good job for this process works for you and you refine it all the time, then you're able to really see everything in black and white. You're able to see this is what I want and this is not what I want. And you're able to pick and choose the clients that you want. And systems like Upwork do a phenomenal job of helping you freelancers to start off with a wide variety of options instead of just, you know, clawing at the ground trying to find more on your own.
So you're saying, like, if you're going to be the AdWords lead generation for service companies, guys or girl, do that. And don't also say you do landing pages and you do Facebook management and that kind of stuff.
Thank you. You really put the pin in it there. Absolutely. That's one thing I wasn't explicitly saying, but I stopped doing social media. When I realized what worked for me, I realized the system was an AdWords package from a freelance consultant that has many more years than most people can ever testify to and experience both corporate and in the agency world. Touching many different industries, I realized that sells so much better and I can focus on that one thing and do it really well. Then I went from 5 to 20, you know, and up from there.
The same thing happened to me, Chris. I was doing all sorts of stuff. I was doing not web design, but I was doing something with like some guy's website down in Florida for another agency who I found through Elance. And they had hired me to split test his website or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, more money. Cause I was hungry at the time for that. And the guy was like, who knows who he was, but he made his people call him captain cause he had a boat. And so I'm sitting there on my computer at home, wasting my time, not getting a horrible hourly rate for this weird optimization work. And like, I'm having to call this guy like Captain Richard or something. And it kind of clicked for me at that moment. I was like, well, why don't I just get another mover or plumber and get leads for them, you know, and focus on that part of AdWords. So going from 5 clients to 20 clients, I agree with you. The same thing worked for me. Focus on one niche of AdWords, offer it over and over. And Chris, like you're saying, it's just almost magic. Once you talk to the same kind of clients over and over, you start understanding what they like to hear. Have you ever worked for a moving company? This is such a different business. You can't just do AdWords and think you're going to know the moving business. Oh, well, I've actually managed 10 other movers accounts. I'm managing 10 movers across the country. And they go, oh, okay, you got it. You know the moving business. So you talk to them, you figure out what they like. And then equally importantly, Chris, your workflow, your hourly rate, your efficiencies, you're doing the same things over and over for different clients. You just go down your checklist through the week, like, add negative keywords, add new keywords, test different ads. And the efficiencies you build up by doing the same thing for different clients allows you to go from 5 clients like a crazy startup cowboy to 20, 30 clients and still kind of like be able to get it all done in a workday.
Well said. Yeah. I think that's, you know, as usual, Jason and I had no idea how we were going to describe this process, but it's interesting that we both kind of end up in the same, well, it's probably not, it's because you and I spend so much time together, honestly, talking about this stuff, but it's interesting.
But to be fair, Chris, 2 years ago when I was just starting to figure this stuff out and you had figured this stuff out, but wondering, am I doing it the right way? This seems very particular to me. We start talking and then we were like, oh, you just started working for the same kind of AdWords clients over and over. Oh, you don't like these kind of clients. You avoid these people. And so you use a checklist to do your weekly management work. And we had came on the same thing. Now, Chris, the only thing beyond the 20 clients is the same as 30 clients is the same as 50 clients, in my opinion.
Sure.
Going beyond that is a whole nother story. And I don't think we want to get into that, or there's really no need to get into that, because this is for the people that want to start and get to those first 50 clients. Now, that said, Chris, I have a couple more tips on them. Number one is crappy people. You will run into some of the worst, absolute worst people just dealing with the world and dealing with clients. People who abuse your time, abuse you, it's just not worth it. And if you just fired them early on or tried to avoid them, you would save yourself a ton of time. So I would just say avoid crappy people. And how do you know if they're crappy, Chris? Just that feeling in your stomach. Second thing, Chris, the word startup in terms of clients.
Yes.
If someone tells me they have a new business or a startup, I don't work for them.
Yeah.
I just say I'm not available.
Yeah.
Because you can let me know if you've experienced this too. But if someone has a new business or a startup product or service that the market hasn't seen before, it just seems like those are not the long-term kind of clients that you want.
Yeah, they have not proven that it works. And just to add on to what you're saying there, this is what they experience, I don't know, 90% of the time. They're surprised. They're surprised that people aren't buying. They're surprised that their product isn't working as well as they thought it would work. The price point's wrong. Their messaging on the website's wrong. Everything will surprise them. And then forget that your AdWords is ever going to make them happy, because their price point's wrong, their product is wrong, their messaging is wrong. You can send the best traffic in the world to a crappy, poorly priced, poorly messaged website, and you'll never sell it. So you'll never make them happy. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I like established businesses. And Chris, I'm giving nuggets away today, Chris.
Yeah.
Now, I know you know what you're going to know what I'm talking about, and you're going to have this first thought like, oh, I shouldn't tell anyone that. But I want you to share it anyway. Working for people who come to you as the freelancer and say, I want to start AdWords, versus people who say, I've been trying AdWords for the last 6 months. I think I need help with it. Which is a better client for those freelancers out there, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, this is something you and I have talked about in private. But yeah, I mean, it's the very end of the podcast, the very end of the year. You know, it's only our best of the best listening. So we're just going to give another gift away for free. Guys, believe it or not, Jason and I agree. You should turn away the people who have to launch.
That's strong. That's strong. Well, honestly, I shouldn't say that. That's your opinion.
I mean,
yeah, that's
let's
an
say
honest
you're
opinion.
Assuming you're not starving. You know, you're not starving. You're at least in a good position.
Assuming you're not showing up at noon at
turn
home.
Away
Honey.
Those. Turn away those people that say, hey, I heard about AdWords. I'd like to try it. Gosh, that's scary. I mean, because I know it's probably a lot of people. And you think, like, I want to sell AdWords to those people. It's so much harder than the people who already know that Google works. But I'll tell you, the people that are new, and I still make the same mistake, Jason. I talked to a guy just last month who's been doing one thing, one type of marketing. He wants to start AdWords. He has a big budget, and I was kind of wooed, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know what happened in the first 2 or 3 days that I launched this campaign? This guy,
you got fired?
He was, no, I didn't get fired, but he's so unhappy. He is so unhappy. Happy because AdWords doesn't cost 20 cents. He doesn't get a 60% conversion rate, and he's not getting a return like he was expecting, even though I set those expectations. So take it from someone who's done it so many times. If you have a choice.
You're still making that mistake?
I am. I do it.
Chris, pick up the phone and call me, man. I'll talk you down.
I get wooed by the possible invoices. But, you know, it's absolutely is true. When it comes down to it, you will have a better experience with people that already believe in the wonderful product that AdWords is, and the people that don't understand it.
Now, Chris, I'm not as gung-ho about not working with people who haven't started it, but you can feel them out on the phone. And if they start talking about crazy cost per clicks that aren't realistic or crazy conversion rates that aren't realistic, that's how I know, like, okay, this person is just a joke. Like, they're never going to be happy, even with a really great cost per conversion on AdWords. Now, Chris, the final question here, and we can go on and on about this for way more episodes if you guys are interested in this stuff, and we hope there was a lot of information here in this one. But Chris, a lot of new freelancers are going to run into this. Hey, thank you, Chris, for applying to my job on Upwork, or thank you for wanting to work with me. I'm talking to 3 or 4 different freelancers now. I'd like you to go into my account and send me an audit, and then I'll decide if I want to hire you. What is your opinion of those kind of people, and should a freelancer play that game?
Boy, that's a tough one, because freelancer, I mean, you don't want to take that one, because I feel like you have some opinions, but I mean, for me...
I hate those people. I don't work with them, even to this day. If you want to work with me, like, and of course, if you're a freelancer, you don't have that reputation, but there's just something scammy about asking someone to go into your account, take the liability of going into the account, and they could say, hey, you changed stuff, blah, 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 even though there's a change history. And then giving away what you're going to provide with that audit, being like, hey, you have a lot of bad search terms. You need to add these kind of negative keywords. Well, that's what the service is. So I found those kind of clients who demand that are users of people and are the kind of clients that are never going to be happy, yeah, even if you're doing a good job.
That's a good point. And I would say if you were to do that, I would hope that you're at the point when you are, like you said, cowboy bootstrap, trying to pull yourself up, because there is a point when you should absolutely stop providing free work like that. You know, you mentioned at the beginning, Jason, that you were at the point...
Work for free at the beginning.
Willing to work for cheap. So if you're at that point, okay. But there is a point when you absolutely pull the plug and you no longer give what you've worked to earn out for free.
Yeah. And that said, if you do want to do the audits, give them a tease, give them a taste, give them one negative keyword example. Don't give away the farm, because then you're just making yourself useless.
Yeah.
But maybe you can give them something. And by the way, to save time, have an audit template to just fill out each time. Like, oh, these are some negative keywords, that your cost per click should be a little lower. Your click-through rate could be better if you didn't do search with display select.
How's your audit template look? You don't even have one because you don't do audits. So,
well, that's because I've just made the decision. Like, it's just such a blank tease. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing this dance?
Yeah.
Like, we could just go into your account over a screen share over the phone in 3 minutes and handle business.
It's the Instagram of AdWords. It's like, here's what I have to offer.
You want this, boy, but you can't have it.
Audits are the Instagram of AdWords. You know, it's just a tease. That's all it is.
All right. Well, Chris, Christmas plans, what are you doing? Do you dress up as Santa Claus?
No, I'm not. Santa Claus can get the crap out of my house because I buy those presents for my kids. Santa Claus ain't nowhere in this house.
Do your little kids know about Santa Claus, or did you just tell them that's a lie straight up?
If it was up to me, I would absolutely tell them the truth. My wife wants to play the game, and I let her, but there is a point when the plug will be pulled and it said, Dada pays the money for this. These say thank you to me. But we've come to an agreement. Santa Claus gives the cheap crap gifts. Mom and Dad give the nice ones. So that's...
Okay, I like that.
What about you? Oh, let me guess. You're gonna be at home.
Straight up Mexico up in here Sunday night, man. My girlfriend is Mexican-American, and we're going to have a party.
Oh, and, I see. Okay.
Yeah, she's got a lot of cousins, a lot of uncles, and my house is the house. So
okay, fun times.
We're going to have a good time, yeah. I'm just going to talk about AdWords to everybody.
Yeah, well, this... This is going to come out on Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas to everyone.
Happy holidays.
We will be back after the new year, so we're going to miss a week.
We'll put out a best of.
Yeah. Well, will we? We'll, okay.
Never mind. No. We won't.
You do. That'd be your job, not mine.
I might.
But anyway, happy new year to everyone. We will be back soon.
Merry winter season to everybody.
Oh, gosh. Now, don't pour any water on this hot season.
Happy winter solstice to everybody. Gosh.
Merry Christmas is what I like to say. And we will catch you guys after the new year breaks. And
2018.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing and following and liking and whatever we expect you to do. But thanks, guys.